been sacked technically once all season, just in two and a half games. What kind of job has that offensive line done, and what have you seen from offensive line coach Mike Tice?
Oh my goodness, those are my best friends. My wife appreciates them, obviously. My son appreciates them. I can pick him up when I get home. So those kind of things are obviously more important to me. But in all seriousness, they've done a great job. We spend a lot of time trying to pick up blitzes, line games, all those things, trying to pick up tips and all those kind of things. And also being ready for unscouted looks, things that they may not show, things that, their defensive structure maybe could show. We just try and make sure we're always fresh on our rules. That way, when we can go out on the field, we play with confidence in the pass game. As I've learned through family experience, you got to be standing up to be able to throw the ball. And, that's kind of the point of pride that I've taken with it.
Your brother got sacked a lot, obviously. Does he talk to you and say tell you how lucky you are?
Oh, man. He says, be thankful, because that guy, he can throw a football, way farther than and harder, and he's a smart guy, than I am. I don't know about the smart part, but he's definitely got a cannon. And, it was unfortunate for him, but, he says it's a blessing, man, and he's happy, that we have an offensive line that, is really in tune and good at those things.
To string two of the games together like this and have it early in the season, how big is that for you just to kind of confirm to yourself all the progress that you've made since rookie year?
Oh, man, it's huge. I really am just thankful, because you never know when those times are going to happen. You never know when those times are going to come. When it's finally going to click for an offense and those kind of things. And, we've done some good things, obviously. We have. We've done some good things, but we have not met our standard. Our standard is higher. We have so much to clean up, myself included. But we're happy, but never, we're not content. We don't want to stay where we're at. We're not complacent with it. So we got a lot more work to do, but, it's good, for the start.
Amari's ability is small passes, real big games.
Yeah. Man, I remember, just saying it in the off season. Obviously, you don't know because we don't have pads on and all that. But, I remember saying he's a home run waiting to happen, and we saw it. Obviously these last two games. He takes the little in route. Stiff arms, a Pro Bowl guy, and he's off to the races. And you see Crabtree with his hand up. You see guys on the sideline with their hand. We all think he's going to score anytime he touches the ball. And so, he was a top five pick for a reason. I can tell you I'm thankful that he's on our team.
Your passing numbers when you've been blitzed and when you've been under pressure are pretty good. There's a lot that goes into that.
Yeah.
Wideouts cutting off their routes, you identifying where the pressure's coming from line. Yeah. Talk about where you guys are at in terms of being on the same page. What goes into being good in that area?
Yeah.
And are you guys kind of working together well when things get rough?
Yeah, there's so much before the ball is even thrown that has to happen. Before the snap, as soon as the ball is snapped, they can change their look and it can be a totally new, set of deal. And you got within, half a split, split second, you got to know where to go with the football. So, I got to just give, I'm very thankful, man, for the offensive line, their job in picking up the backs and tight ends, picking that stuff up, and the receivers understanding, the down and distance or, understanding, coverage, understanding leverage. What are defenses trying to take away? And we have some smart guys. And so there's so much that goes into all that. Then Coach Downing and Coach Musgrave, I got the easy job. They tell me where to go with the ball versus certain looks. So, my job is the easy part. Those guys are the ones doing all the hard work, trying to pick all that stuff up and all that while I just stand there.
I'm amazed about the success you, Tavius, and Amari have had together at such a young age.
Mm.
How cool is it just to have you growing together, three years, definitely growing together and be able to compete as well as you have so far?
Yeah, you're right. You said it. It's cool. It is cool. It's an exciting thing. It's an exciting thing, obviously, for our team and our organization, and all that. But like we said, we set a standard of what we want to be, and we're not even close yet. We have so much more to do, but we see, we have the blueprint laid out for us. We've seen it work the past 2 weeks. We just got to continue, like I said, it sounds repetitive, but going out there on the practice field and making sure we're pushing. Pressing into what's next, is there something else more out there for us? And in this game, there's always something more. So as long as we're pushing and grinding out there on the practice field and in the film room, we'll continue to grow in that sense.
you look at the last two games and the games that Coach Musgrave has called, when you start clicking and you start completing balls and Latavius is ripping off runs, you think, wow, man, we're in a groove, and Coach Musgrave's really calling a great game.
Oh, yeah. You know, and honestly, you look at, maybe times where our offense didn't look so hot, he's still calling a great game. We just got to do better, we got to do a great job of, just doing our job. I remember after the first week, we turned the film on. It's like, if we don't worry about so much of what's going on and just worry about doing our job and what our coaches have taught us, we're going to be just fine. And so far, the last 2 weeks, we've been able to do that. But moving forward, we just got to listen to our coaches. What's the game plan? And make sure that I'm doing exactly how they want it done. And if we keep doing that, then it'll keep, we'll keep saying that.
Derek, I think you mentioned in the past you're friends with Kaepernick.
Yeah.
You got a chance to talk to him the last couple weeks, or text, or anything?
I think it's been a couple weeks since we have. Obviously, when the season starts, it's hard, for all of us. I mean, quarterbacks, we know how busy each other are. But, the past couple weeks, I remember before regular season, we text back and forth, making sure, just encouraging each other that we're here for each other.
When it comes to Latavius Murray, what sticks out to you as far as his growth from last year to now?
I'll hold it. His vision is unbelievable. The holes that he can see and the cuts that he makes, for a bigger guy, they usually run with high pad level and all that. The way he can just drop his hips and make a cut and, let alone see that hole, blows my mind. He spends a lot of time with, Coach Bernie and, Coach Tyson. What's the power of the play? Where's the double teams? Where's that? So then he knows, versus certain looks, he knows where to run. He's not out there just running, So, and I think that's where he sets himself apart.
You think he can be a 1,000-yard rusher this year?
I hope so. I do. I think he can be, absolutely.
Does Amari's ability after the catch, does that open up some of the things you guys can do on third down? Because it seems like you don't always have to throw to the sticks, that you can throw it a little bit shorter to him, and he's got such good ability to still get the first.
That's
down.
Right. No, you're exactly right. You see, some of the best teams, I think of New England sometimes, some of their short little flat routes, but they have guys that are explosive. You think of Green Bay doing that kind of stuff on third. When you can do that kind of stuff on third and eight, they have to play up. And then those talented guys can just run by guys. Being able to do both helps. It really does. And so having a guy like him that can catch the ball, really all our receivers are really good after the catch. Being able to catch the ball short of the sticks and have that in your heart that, no, I have to go get it now. They have it, and it's shown. And if we can keep doing that, it'll help so much.
Derek, what do you think of Crabtree's hands, just his hands?
Unbelievable. I say he makes he only catches the ball because he has to. It's not there's no effort that goes into that for him.
You look at the first throw to Seth Roberts, the one that he was close to the goal line, and he couldn't quite hang into that. Was your thought process like, I'm going to go back to Seth, I'm going to get him one?
Oh, yeah. I told him on his way back, even though he says he should have got, I got to get the ball up. That to me, I'm always going to put it on me. And, I told him, I said, hey, that's my fault. He came back to the huddle, looked at me like I was crazy. I was like, it's my fault. I'll get it back to you. He ran obviously a great route, and he made a great play, going up for it in the end zone. And, but he knows. Those wideouts know. I'm going to miss some throws. They may drop some sometimes, but the ball's coming again. I'm not shy to throw it again. So he did a good job.
Derek, just a quick follow-up on Latavius. You're playing against the guy in Forte who's been elite for a lot of years. Where is Murray in the quest for that sort of upper-tier running back status?
I'm not sure. It's hard for me to, say elite and all that stuff. We don't talk about that stuff. As long as he keeps doing what he's doing, he's going to be just fine. And then you guys can – you'll probably be saying that stuff. He's on his way. Obviously, just the production. He's young, but he's on his way to doing those things. Talent-wise, yes, he's good enough and all those things. So as long as he keeps doing what he's doing, he'll be right there.
A couple more for Derek, guys.
Derek, talking about going on the road, Coach Del Rio said, how we travel. Is there any examples that you've seen? I mean, you traveled last year for 1 year. Is there anything difference in how you guys travel?
I just think that, he just tries to, everything we do, this goes in with, traveling goes in with this. Everything we do, we want to do it with a purpose. We're not just flying there just because, we're not just, having this meeting just because. So I think that, as long as we're purposeful, when we're on the plane, do you have your iPads out? Are you purposeful? Or, how do you travel? What's your routine? Just making sure that we have a purpose for everything that we do, and that goes along with it.
Derek, the coach says he's extra motivated to meet Coach Fox just because of their long any of that with you guys in the
He didn't tell us, that's why I laughed. He didn't say that to us, so that's kind of funny. I'm going to make sure I shoot him with that one.
He said he was hoping for a wrestling match with Coach Fox at the 50-yard line.
Hey, I tell you, I told you this a long time ago. I'd take our coaches in a fight. I think a lot of people would, too. All right.